Track 18. Alan.
They are one of the most eerie and strange experiences you can possibly have. The first time I saw them, they appeared as a kind of shimmering curtain over the top of a ridge of mountains, and they went from a greeny color to a kind of purpley-red color, and they just stayed there. The second time I saw them, it was the most amazing sight because they were right above our heads, and they covered the entire sky. The other interesting thing is that not everybody hears it, but they sometimes make a sound, a kind of buzzing noise. It was a real sense of wonder and awe. I just kind of sat there with my mouth hanging open, just feeling kind of small.
Bernie.
It was around midday. About 30 of us set off. The weather was fantastic, not a cloud in the sky. We were all very excited. I don't think we really knew what to expect. There was a nervous kind of feeling among us. But then nothing happened at all for the first 20 minutes or so. We just sailed around, waiting for something to happen. Then all of a sudden, the captain came over the loudspeaker and said, "I've spotted something." So everyone got real excited, and we ran to one side of the boat. And after a while, we spotted something in the water, but very far away, so we couldn't really see. And then suddenly, this huge, beautiful creature leapt out of the water, flipped around, and landed back in again with a splash. It was huge. I mean, really big. I don't think anyone was expecting it to be so big. It was really close, and it did it again and again. And it was like once one had started, all the rest joined in. So eventually, there were about six circling the boat. I think they were just curious about us. And they kept coming closer and closer. It was as if they were showing off, as if they were like putting on a show for us. We felt really emotional because they were such beautiful creatures. It was quite a privilege to see them. So after about maybe half an hour, we had to go back to land, and everyone was left feeling really exhilarated. It was a joyful experience.
Carol.
I went there with a Taiwanese friend of mine, and we were really excited about going. The day before, it had been absolutely boiling hot. So on the day we went, I was wearing like only a summer dress and sandals. And actually, when we got there after a 3-hour journey on a minibus, it was raining and really windy. So we were freezing. There were these people selling these kind of ponchos for rain, which we bought. And then we climbed up and started walking along. It was amazing. But the section we were on was kind of ruined and really difficult to walk up. And, of course, I didn't have sensible shoes on, you know, because of the rain, and it was slippery. We were on the ridge of a hill, and the wind was really gusting, and it was like catching my poncho, and I could feel it blowing me along. And I really, really hate heights. And we had this big drop right next to us. I was terrified. Of course, the view was spectacular, stunning. You could see it kind of snaking up the hills, but I was just so frightened. I walked along a little bit, but then, you know, I got so scared again, I just had to start heading back. And coming down, I mean, with the rain and the wind and the slippery stones and the bad shoes, it was terrifying. I came down some of the steps sitting on my bottom, bumping down one by one. I was paralyzed with fear, and at one point I just stopped. And then this old woman who was selling postcards and stuff came up, grabbed my arm, and kind of walked me down. And I was so grateful. So the main thing I felt at the end was huge relief. I think I'd like to go there again, but in better weather, and with, you know, sneakers or something a little more sensible on.